Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This always happens some in the past, but it's more and more frequent where in the minutes before I start the broadcast, even though I've been preparing for hours, my head begins to swim as if drunk. I mean that figuratively, of course. Literally, I mean, I don't know what to cover first. There are so many stories, so many facets to every story. So many personal things I've observed, so many international news pieces, local news pieces. The frequency, the amount, the quantity of news is just mind-blowing. The prima facie evidence of a world going to seed, of corruption running totally rampant, unleashed. And that is my task here daily, to try to bring the most important guests, the most important issues, the most important topics to you and your family. We will not talk about Lindsay Lohan drunk in the bushes or throwing up on OxyContin. We will not discuss Rush Limbaugh on OxyContin. We are not going to be talking about what does Bill Clinton do or Vicente Fox do, you know, on their vacations. We talk about the dollar in free fall implosion. We talk about Child Protective Services being part of a larger eugenics program set up in the 1920s, seizing children worldwide in an accelerated fashion. We talk about the sperm count continuing to plunge. We're talking about cancer exploding. We're talking about genetically engineered crops jumping species across the board and even jumping whole families. Plant to animal, animal to plant. Mammal to marsupial to, it's just all off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the verified, documented information. World taxation is being set up right in front of us. Friday night, I turned on the web and went to prisonplanet.com and saw a direct link to the United Nations website. And the headline was that, paraphrasing, UN is afraid of dollar collapse. And the reason I paraphrase is, as I sit here getting ready to do the live show, my brain kind of kicks up another notch and starts turning on a little more. And I go, wait a minute, I've got this big stack of news here in front of me that I thought was important that just came out today or last night. But wait a minute, there's that other big stack that's sitting in the easy chair in my home office. Oh, I forgot that one. And wait, I never printed off the stories I read Saturday when I was down at the coast with the family. Oh, my God, there were 10 or 15 incredible stories. You see, how do I keep track of it? During the break, I'm going to pull up the United Nations story because that is important. I'm going to try to lead off with that. But that's just a little picture into my mind of the things I think are important. Then I want our guest on to talk about what they think is important. And then, of course, I want to take your calls to hear what you think is important, because all of us putting our minds together really is really what it's all about, and the different angles you take us in, because no one person can even behold this system. No one person could ever, even if they try 15, 16, 17 hours a day, could be aware of just one-tenth of the crimes of the New World Order. I mean, it's so massive, and that's what's mind-boggling to me, to be able to talk to a neighbor or talk to somebody, you know, when you're at the local swimming pool taking a swim or at the grocery store or at church, and they have no idea about anything. Not about vaccines, not about the open borders, not about the plunging dollar, not about anything, nothing, nothing but they know all about American Idol. Let me tell you something. American Idol won't feed your children, and it won't save this country, and it won't save this planet. It's a distraction.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is June 4th, 2007. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Here are some of the headlines concerning the dollar. U.S. debt could trigger dollar collapse, UN warns. Another headline, UN dollar crash must be averted to sustain global economic growth. Asian countries prepare for possible dollar collapse. This is the type of news I have in front of me. Large stacks of it. In fact, during the break, I was able, with the help of my crew, to print off 4 different stories concerning this. And you can go directly to the United Nations' own website and read the preparatory phase as they gear up the public for the dollar's possible collapse. And then they'll say, only the Amero can save us. See, the EU is so strong, and there was such a problem with the dollar due to it, that we now absolutely must have an American union to counter the European Union. Then, of course, there'll be a few years of stability from that. Then they'll hype up gyrating Amero versus Euro. currency rates and currency values, and they'll have a few runs on the market that they orchestrate, as they've done all over the planet with similar scams. And then they'll say, oh, the answer is pegging it to a single unit. You'll still have your Amero, you'll still have your Amero, your Euro, your Asian currency, your African currency, but they'll all be pegged to a certain amount. Now, how do we know this? Because the Trilateral Commission told us so, and they run the world's economic policies. They are the sub-think tank of the Bilderberg Group, made up of the leaders of the Bilderberg Group, but of the economists and the top technicians, and they make the decisions. The Zbigniew Brzezinski's, the David Rockefellers, the Henry Kissinger's, the George Shultz, and others. And the head economist, whoever's over the central banks in the U.S., in Japan, in Europe, in England. And that's what's so amazing is they precondition the public that none of this exists. They say there's no elite, there's no elite economist, there's no private banks that run the currency. The currency's backed up by wealth. It's not fiat like you've heard. Private banks don't run everything. There's no Bilderberg Group. There's no CFR. It doesn't exist. Go back to sleep. And then they publicly write textbooks and policy reports saying they run everything. But they know that, I don't know, it's probably 0.1% of 1%. I mean, it's some infinitesimal number of people actually go read autobiographies of German chancellors and British prime ministers, or actually read Trilateral Commission synopses. They don't usually publicly release the full reports. I mean, they openly say they're going to take everything we've got. They openly say they're going to have one-child policies. They openly say they're going to sterilize us. They openly say all this. And that's what you can't get through your little heads, you yuppie punks out there, and the know-it-all leaders of different communities in this society, and the police and the rest of you. You think you're part of the system. You think the system cares about you. You think you've got power. You've only got limited power to render unto your masters and to squeeze the middle class out of existence, fools. You're being abused as well. Your children are shot up full of the mercury-filled and DNA fragment-filled inoculations. You're drinking the aspartame, and it's now in over 9,000 foods and products. You are drinking the sodium and stannous fluoride. You are eating the genetically modified foods. Absolute, total, documented studies by major pharmacological and genetic engineering firms and governments that this stuff is messing us up big time. But you don't know and you don't care. You don't want to learn what a chimera is. You could care less. Fine. Just know that you're sowing the seeds of your own destruction. I'm already digressing here. It's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing to see the dollar in retreat. I mean, I was on Bloomberg Financial Saturday night, and the headline talked about the peso surging against the dollar. The peso is moving up several percentage points every week. I mean, the dollar isn't just dropping. The peso is going up. And Bush appoints, or is preparing to appoint, Richard B. Zoellick, the super globalist, to be the new World Bank head to replace Wolfowitz. And he was an Enron executive on their board of directors. I mean, which, by the way, the stuff you saw on national television, you saw in the liberal films about, I mean, that's nothing about Enron was involved in massive narcotics trafficking and money laundering, as any really big corporation is. And I saw them taking the money out of that 2 years before it fell in. I mean, when they're on the news saying this is the surest stock, buy in now, like they said right before the Great Depression, when shoeshine boys are giving advice on what stock to buy, and they're all parroting and tweeting and chirping and saying the same thing, look out. Let me just give all the real estate barons, and you think you're barons, you got a few million in the bank and you own a bunch of properties and you're really $10 million in debt leveraged, you're not going to have nothing when they're done with you. You think you know it all. Just enjoy yourselves. And all of you out there that think you got it all figured out, just keep loving your new world order. Just keep kissing all over it and keep just believing all of the bull. Because the chickens are coming home to roost. All right, later I'll actually get into the reports here about the plunging U.S. dollar. U.S. debt could trigger dollar collapse, UN warns. The United States dollar is facing imminent collapse in the face of an unsustainable debt, the United Nations warned today. You got to love it. The people that run the U.S., that own the U.S., that have used us as their nitrous oxide-fueled battering ram, they're just ragging us out, ladies and gentlemen. They're just tearing us into little pieces. It'd be like if you had a car, you knew they were going to scrap 2 days from now, and you'd go out on the country road and a dirt road, and just like you were 16 years old again, and some junker just driving like a maniac and doing bat turns and, you know, running it through fences and driving around in fields and jumping it. Like you were the Dukes of Hazzard. You look at every policy in World War II and Vietnam and Korea, they would only serve, the troops would only serve one tour unless they wanted to serve more in combat. People are starting their fifth tours. That's right, 4 years and 4 months now. 4 years and 4 months, and some of them are starting their fifth tour. Fifth tour. Whereas before, maybe 10% of the troops would come back and be basket cases, collapse, be all screwed up. Now they're looking at about 60%. Those are Army's own numbers starting to come out. I mean, you're talking, and they're going to be cops, too. Oh, yeah. They're going to go nuts on the side of the road. They're going to beat the daylights out of your wife and child. They're going to pull their gun out, thinking they're back at a checkpoint under fire. They're going to have flashbacks on us, and it isn't going to matter. It'll all be kept real quiet. Or the feds will come in and federalize the local cities. They're getting ready to do that here in Austin. We're now into phase one of that here. After the feds give us the training and teach the police how to have instinctive firing that causes the problems. The military shoot to kill, instinctive killing training, what it's really called. Well, it was developed in the early 1960s in Army psychological warfare dens around the U.S. All declassified, by the way. Yes, the police have been trained. What do you think all those rubber bullets are and the black uniforms and why the cops get orders to shoot at peaceful crowds most of the time? That's conditioning for the police to be trained to open fire with lethal weapons. By the way, they're not really called non-lethal. The weapons they use are called less lethal. They kill people routinely with them. But they tell you it's non-lethal. But the point is, the weapon's designed to be lethal. Full metal jacket. Salvos. Busting a cap in your hind end, like the Mexican cops do routinely. Protest gets out of hand, they just walk right to the front line where the reporters are at. Open fire with a handgun or rifle. Shoot 10 or 15 people. And the protests break up real quick. And it's to train the public psychologically to see the image of guns firing, big flashes of red flame ejecting out of their black ports, fired by their ring wraiths. I'll get into the news when we get back. Your calls are coming up as well today. A lot of news. Stay with me.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 4th, 2007, gold, 670-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $691.56, $341.20 for half, $170.60 for quarter. That's $691.56, $341.20, and $170.60. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Free today.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades.
The last vestiges of freedom are running down the drain. All right, let me read the news I have just in front of me. Let me just read you the headlines here. We already briefly covered U.S. debt could trigger dollar collapse. UN warns, when again, the UN was set up by the very same people that control our nation and have literally just been using us as their tool. And all they do is hold an American flag in front of our face and say it's for this. And the people yell, all right, then let's do it. Take all my freedoms. Let's go kill somebody in a part of the world I can't even find on a map. Here's the headlines in front of me today, just some of them. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. Now, I'd already seen some information showing this, and Israel has admittedly been caught blowing up hotels to blame it on Arabs and attacking ships to try to blame it on Arabs, and the list goes on. They were caught just 4 years ago, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz. That's not Alex Jones reporting that. That's the big Israeli papers. The government was creating headline fake al-Qaeda groups and staging attacks. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm giving you background. This is the Jerusalem Post. Jerusalem Post. Now, if I report on this, the ADL will probably say that I'm a Klan leader or something. I'm not. I'm against the Klan. I've protested them, but this is the Jerusalem Post. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. Remember the big famous one with Idi Amin? And, of course, one branch of the Israelis didn't know about this, and they sent in them to die. So that's how government does it. It isn't the whole government in Israel or Germany or the U.S. or anywhere else. It's select cadres. We'll be going over this report. Also, we'll get into GOP head. We need more attacks on American soil so people appreciate Bush. Now, why is he saying that? Because it's in a Republican Party memo of 2 years ago. We were able to get a Republican Party memo saying this is a national memo for the Republican Party leadership. This is why we've seen so many Republicans say it live on Fox and CNN. And that's why they continue to. It is a talking point. But you see, they're being honest with you here. They need terror attacks. I'm not saying this individual, the Republican Party of Arkansas, is involved. No, I'm not saying he is. Probably not. Though Arkansas is a pretty darn corrupt state. No, I'm just, this is the stuff that's talked about. I mean, the people running the government, the Democrats, Republicans, both, they know this terror is good for business. This is good for when they're CPSing your child or checkpointing you or taking your house, and they just say, it's 9-11, it's a new America. We've got to have secret handovers of 8,000 miles of Texas roads to foreign Spanish companies in secret because of al-Qaeda. And they actually say that. Everything's al-Qaeda. Yeah, we're going to devalue your dollar and run the debt up till the whole economy implodes. It's to fight al-Qaeda. Yeah, we're going to go in and kill a bunch of innocent people, over 3 million of them total, to fight Muslim extremists who we put into power. GOP head, we need more attacks on American soil so people appreciate Bush. That's a nice headline. This is all up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. And then the really big report by Paul Watson today. You know, I spent hours this weekend studying this. It broke, of course, on Friday. And it fits every earmark, every telltale sign, every signature, every wavelength, the entire MO of Shake and Bake, how they do this. It's like buying Bisquick. Shake and Bake. JFK Airport plot has all the hallmarks of stage terror. Just like it has all the hallmarks, you know, if you buy a Betty Crocker box, it has all the hallmarks of a store-bought box cake. I mean, it's just, you know, this is a box cake. So when we get back, I'm going to go over this. I'm going to go over GOP head, we need more attacks on American soil. So you can waddle around and be a hero, huh, boy? It's like they always catch bad firefighters setting fire to stuff. The bad cops planting pipe bombs. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. And the stack just gets, well, frankly, worse from there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road.
His brain is squirming like
His
a toad.
His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
If you give this man a
if
ride.
You give this man a ride. Sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
I'm torturing you singing along.
Yeah.
I think this song says it all, though. Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
Folks thought after World War II they could stop being involved in government. They could just turn loose. We were the good guys and take long holidays. They gave us Vietnam, staged event, led to that in 64. They gave us Korea before that. They gave us so many other horrible things. They engineered the yippie and hippie movement by shipping in the drugs and handing out the LSD. The government did.
Girl, you gotta love your man.
They engineered the feminist movement to break up men and women so the state could get the children.
Make him understand.
They do everything they can to make sure we're not strong so they can get control of us. That is the name of the game. All right, I'm going to be taking your calls here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We have a new sponsor that I've been aware of for many years. It is literally, as so many of our sponsors are, because we got to get the best, the name in storable foods. And I happen to have a year's supply of food from these folks. I also have another year's supply of food from another company about 3 or 4 years ago that I bought. I mean, I believe in this. I also have water filters. I also have firearms. I also have a couple places to get away to, just in case I need to. It's not that I'm living in fear. No, I'm living, I'm trying to live and with more control. I'm trying to be a good steward and protect my family. I'm trying to do my job to protect my family. And eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, is the biggest storable foods company in the United States. It is the longest running. You've probably heard them advertise on national radio, Coast to Coast AM. They are the name. They have high-quality foods, not with a bunch of fillers or junk. And they don't just have, you know, food to get prepared. They have also strategies and ideas and a lot of free information on their website about getting prepared in general. And we do this because we want to be in control. And you saw what happened in New Orleans, what happens when you're not in control. So give them a call and get a free catalog or find out about getting a supply of food at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to prisonplanet.com. You can see a big banner on the right-hand side to the site if you missed that address. But I really believe in what they're doing, and I think you should get storable food from Steve Shank. 800-409-5633, eFoods Direct. Also, if you want to support us here on the air and what we're doing, you support our sponsors, A. B, you can also spread the word about the show, about the free podcast at InfoWars.com, which anybody can subscribe to for free, served out each day to your MP3 player or iPod. Also, we restream the show 21 hours a day. It's live 11 to 2 Central. That's noon to 3 Eastern. And then we restream it out 21 hours a day after that. So also spread the word about the show. That's how we grow. That's how we reach more people. And I want to truly, from the bottom of my heart, thank all the people out there that have been spreading the word about the transmission. That's how we're having a big effect. And God bless you. I mean, if we're going to fight this new world order, we might as well just go for broke. And we are going for broke here. We don't have a choice. These people mean business. They are literally devilish creatures who come to kill, steal, and destroy. And in closing, if you want to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it is 15 cents a day. Super high-quality downloads. We've really upped the quality, and as new systems come out, new technologies come out, we'll even make it higher quality. I mean, it's light years ahead of some of my videos you'll find on Google Video and places. 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv, all 15 of my films. Terror Storm, second edition. Well, really, it's the final cut. You want to get technical, I had an emergency release because we had the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium coming up, and I had like a rough cut that wasn't even finished that I showed there. And we put out a couple thousand DVDs of that at the event. Some of you got those. And then I put out the real first edition that we called second edition. And now we have the final cut, 17 extra minutes. I now have it here in my studio. It got delivered. I now have it. But we're not going to release it because the distributor is going to have it in stores until at least mid-July. And so it is sitting here. But a couple weeks before it's released in stores, it will be available at PrisonPlanet.tv, as promised. All of my films, weeks before they're released, at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And speaking of Terror Storm, the first real edition, or what you call second cut, the final cut's coming out, It is available, only a couple hundred left. It is almost gone. Terror Storm, the first edition, first official edition, is available right now. It's still available on Amazon.com as well, but it's almost gone. If you get it from us at Infowars.com, we will send a signed card with each DVD that is sold. So again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or call to order the films I've made or any of the other books and videos I carry, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I said last but not least, but I'm going to add this. Support our AM&FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors. They're great stations. We have a lot of courage and a lot of love of liberty. And they're just absolutely amazing, from KLBJ 590 here in Austin to KCXL in Kansas City to WBCR in Tennessee and, you know, the Sunshine Network in upstate New York, all of them. I have a tendency just to plug stations I've had for 6, 7, 8, 9 years. There's so many others in Southern California and Ohio and Illinois and Florida and Wyoming and Utah. I mean, I can't list all the stations. You're wonderful. You're awesome. You're fantastic. And I love you. You're just fantastic. All right. Let me just briefly hit on some of the news. Jim Mars is coming up in the next hour to talk about just kind of a review. We cannot just glaze over the huge 9/11 developments that have come out, the huge JFK and 9/11. Just all of it together, all the 9/11, all the JFK, all of it that is coming out right now. Just a host of issues where Jim Mars sees that we're going in the future. Great guy. Salty journalist, you know, of the old mold type. He's coming up. Let me just get into this right now. JFK airport plot has all the hallmarks of staged terror. Now, number one, there's always an informant in the midst, and then you always learn that the informant is leading the group. Now, that's called entrapment. That's called provocateuring. Then months later, you learn that in some cases, no one ever talked about any terror. No one ever said anything, except maybe after a mosque meeting, yeah, we ought to kill a bunch of the, you know, them bastards. Is basically what it comes down to, and case after case after case after case. Or it's teenage kids, and they deliver 2,000, 3,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate to their door. Or it's black street kids in Miami, and they give them almost $100,000 over a year and a half and give them video cameras and promise them another 50 grand if they'll go videotape a federal building. And literally, they're on food stamps, living on the streets. You know, they just got kicked out of home, or mama died, or they're on welfare for being retarded. And they, and the government, the FBI, buys them a warehouse and buys them camouflage uniforms and uses a local black leader informant who's been in the community for 3 decades to totally nail them to the wall. They're Christian groups, and then by the time they're done with them, it's the army of Al-Qaeda. It's always the same MO, different variants of provocateuring. And this again, it's always a plot that went on for years. It's always a plot that wasn't going to be executed. It's always, and then they hype it up, and then there's always somebody on the loose, somebody who came by to one of the mosque meetings, and you know, the government knows right where he's at. They'll hype it up and have APBs out. So there's some reality to it. You know, teletypes coming in and printouts, and guys are stopping and women are stopping in at the local police barracks, and they stop and look, and then, oh, they're on the lookout. Be on the lookout for the Muslim terrorists. Meanwhile, there's illegal aliens running all around them and Muslims running all around them that have come across the border. They're told to ignore all them. It's to give some semblance of reality to the butchering of America that's going on in the name of security. JFK airport plot has all the hallmarks of staged terror. Near-retarded ringleader, paid government provocateurs, mirrors legions of previous cases an alleged plot to blow up fuel tanks, terminal buildings, and fuel lines running beneath Kennedy International Airport has all the hallmarks of being another staged terror alert, having never advanced beyond a rudimentary planning stage while being prodded and provocateured by a paid government informant. In every single major terror sting we have researched in the West since 9/11, not one single plot has been absent the ingredient of a government provocateur, save the cases that were outright manufactured by imaginative government propagandists in allegiance with the entire corporate media. And because I want to take your calls, we've got a guest coming up, I will finish this story in the third hour. I'm putting it in the stack. It will be covered. Here's the headline. Informant helped bust alleged JFK plot. Giuliani, JFK plot proves I should be president. Yes, yes. But let me get to this story first. GOP head, we need more attacks on American soil so people appreciate Bush. See, there they are right there saying, there's the motive, and it's in a top Republican strategy memo from 2 years ago. So, of course, he's out parroting this today. In his first interview as the chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party, Dennis Milligan told a reporter that America needs to be attacked by terrorists so the people will appreciate the work that President Bush has done to protect the country. And I've heard these guys call the national shows. And see, it just goes one more step, though. Well, it's a greater threat to Muslims, and that's why we're doing this, to stop them. We'll stage a few attacks, and we'll blow up a ship, we'll attack a ship. Well, you know, we'll attack our own ship, and then the communist threat's so great in North Vietnam. We've got to sink the Liberty to blame it on Egypt, and we've got to turn back the air cover because our little ally Israel's in trouble. At the end of the day, I believe fully the president is doing the right thing, and I think all we need is some attacks on American soil, like we had on 9/11, Milligan said to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and the naysayers will come around very quickly to appreciate not only the commitment for President Bush, but the sacrifice that has been made by men and women to protect this country. He is the new chairman-elect of the Arkansas Republican Party. Just 2 weeks ago, told the newspaper that he is 150% behind Bush's war on Iraq. Now, there's your motive right there. And everybody needs to know that that is the plan. I've heard Michael Savage say, Michael Wiener Savage, the beatnik poet, say that America is going to be attacked, and that when it happens, everybody that was against the war is going to be put in forced labor camps. He actually says forced labor camps, because he says we're lazy and we'll just get fat in the wonderful prison, and these things are like Hilton's or something, and he said like fancy hotels, and so it needs to be work camps. And Michelle Malkin writes books about it. You know she's on government payroll. So they're not playing games, folks. They're moving ahead with this. Here is the Jerusalem Post. And we'll come back and take calls in this next segment and then the next segment after that and then get Jim on about 10 or 15 after. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. The Shin Bet Israeli security agency may have been involved in the hijacking of an Air France plane in 1976 by Palestinian terrorists, according to newly declassified British government documents released Friday. Some 100 passengers were held by hijackers at the Entebbe Airport in Uganda during an 8-day ordeal that concluded with General Staff Reconnaissance Unit. Troops stormed the building where the captives were held. And that was Benjamin Netanyahu's brother, died in that. Of course, they didn't let him know it was a stage deal. 24 people died in the shootout, including 3 hostages, 20 Ugandans, and the commander of the rescue team, Yoni Netanyahu, brother of the current Likud head Benjamin Netanyahu, who now likes to pop up with Giuliani everywhere there's a bombing. The hijackers from the Popular Front of Liberation of Palestine and the German Bader-Meinhof gang demanded the release of the Palestinian prisoners. But according to newly released documents, the Shin Bet and the PFLP are alleged to have teamed up in an unholy alliance in an attempt to change foreign policy in the Middle East. And it goes on to say the radical Muslims didn't want detente because they want a war. And the Israelis didn't want detente either because of all the profits and the billions in aid they get. I'm going to cover this too in the third hour because we've got a guest coming up and I want to get to your calls. But we'll cover all that in the third hour today. We'll cover it with Jim Marsh too. But I know Steve Watson is doing a report on this. And I would just add that there was the film about the attack on the Olympics in Munich. And in that film, they have the former head of German security admitting they staged a hijacking. So another example right there.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
We're going to go to Roger, Richard, Kent, Charles, burns, everybody. Burns, burns, right now, let's go to Kyle in the Czech Republic. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Not too much. I wanted to actually just issue a call to action to all the listeners and expats here in Prague. President Bush is coming into town today. He comes into town in 1 hour at 8 o'clock. And And I've been reading the news reports today, and it looks like he's going to be near the castle. And the metro stop for that is Malostranska Metro. And basically what they're protesting here is that they're protesting the missile system, but I think this is a good chance for those in the 9/11 truth community here, and there are a lot of them. I've met them, to come out and to show Bush that we know around the world, to confront these people wherever they go, as you say, and this is an excellent opportunity to do so. So I'm just issuing a call to action.
That's right. His lordship is coming into town. What do you think of Texas Governor Rick Perry, who's literally handing over the entire infrastructure of Texas to the globalists, being summoned to Bilderberg in Istanbul?
Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible that our public servants have basically just sold our country out. I mean, they've destroyed it. America is no longer what it was. Like it's just terrible.
They're only accelerating it. All right. Well, folks should definitely be there then to what? Protest Bush at the castle. That's a landmark in Prague.
Yeah. It's a big landmark. It's up on a hill. It's everyone who lives here knows exactly where it is. The metro that's closest again is Malostranska. So please come out.
All right. Well, take some photos and send them to us. Let's go ahead now and talk to Roger in Texas. Roger, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Roger.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just had something I would like to inform you about. It might sound a tad crazy, but believe it or not, I have an informant from the higher echelons of the Temple of the Golden Dawn that says that the Rothschilds are planning to implement their new world leader next year in the elections, and that he will be a man, and that part of this whole Iraqi crisis is because their ultimate goal to bring in the New World Order is to rebuild the Temple of Solomon in the Middle East.
Well, everybody knows they're trying to rebuild the temple right now, but there's a problem. There's a big mosque sitting on it, the Dome of the Rock Mosque.
Well, of course, and, you know, you gotta destroy it before you rebuild. And I know everybody talks about Hitler and this and that, but I guarantee you, it will be a man.
Well, you know, there's a lot of fruitcake groups, too, and a lot of wannabes running around claiming that they're part of this order and that order. You know, there's a lot of pretenders to Illuminati organizations.
Oh, no, this one's very legit.
Sure.
Well,
listen, great. Good to talk to you. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. Let's talk to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, we're going to let him go. Let's go ahead and go to Kent in Louisiana. Go ahead, Kent.
Yes, this is Kenneth. I visited a dry evangelical church yesterday, Alex, and there were nobodies in the church in their 20s or 30s, which was kind of good news, because these churches that are kosher, they drain the lifeblood of nationalism out of a person. But I noticed there was one person in Sunday school, and I couldn't help but contain myself, Alex. He started talking about how crazy those Muslim people over there committing suicide, and that's when I lost it. You know,
I'll tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about what happened when we get back. See, it's twofold. The globalists of the World Council of Churches destroy the teachings of the church, then that causes the people to lay down. I'll tell you the second part when we get back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.